Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. I know it's been a while, man. Listen, I'm thinking about cutting back on verbal cardio, man. I don't know if I want to do it weekly anymore. What's up, Afion Crockett, man? Congrats on Microphone Masters. I know you got another one coming up, man. Congrats, bro. I'm thinking about scaling back on verbal cardio. Maybe not a weekly joint. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not a weekly joint. So I'm still on the fence. Because I'd be like, y'all be taking that little time off. And that time off, that'd be nice. It'd be nice. You know? So, I don't know. It's still up in the air. Because I feel like the podcast is not growing enough to my liking. And it feels like work for nothing sometimes. And so I don't really like doing work for nothing this long in the game, and the podcast still ain't growing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no urgency on y'all. Where's the urgency? And so if it ain't no urgency, then I ain't got no urgency either. Shit, what I need to be talking for? What I need to be scrambling up in there for on a weekly basis? And y'all ain't really pulling up like that, man. Then what we doing? That's what TV networks be doing. If ain't nobody watching the shows, they cancel them joints. If the ratings are low, the shows get canceled. And then y'all be like, no, bring it back, bring it. Y'all wasn't pulling up. Or people be like, man, why they cancel all the black shows? Because y'all ain't tuning in. That's what the hell it is. You want something to stick around, you got to tune in. You got to pull up. You got to put the money where your mouth is. The support needs to be seen and felt. The numbers need to be run up. Okay? You can't be like, man, ain't enough black movies out here. Well, if you ain't pulling up when they come out, then what are we talking about? Sinners is doing quite well, by the way. Sinners is doing amazingly well. You're running the numbers up on Sinners. But then something else will come out and you'd be like, nah, I'll get to it when I get to it. Well, you know what? Then we're going to stop getting the stuff because you're taking your sweet-ass, dandy-ass time. Talking about when life gets in the way, well, then don't be complaining about the lack of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? I just had to get that off my nipples. This one man, let me tell y'all something about this man in the gym this morning, okay? I knew I had to do verbal cardio today, so I was like, all right, I'm going to get up. And I've been doing the 75 hard. The 75 hard is you got to stick to a certain diet, no alcohol, which is, come on, light work for me. You got to read 10 pages a day of a nonfiction book. You got to do 45-minute outside workout, 45-minute workout. So you got to do two workouts. One of them has to be outside. Drink a gallon of water a day and take a picture. Take one picture each day. And I don't know if I'm supposed to be shirtless in the picture, but I've been taking them shirtless. I just assumed. What else are we taking the picture for? Are we looking for bag growth under my eyes? So I just assumed it was shirtless. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get up. I'm going to walk my 5 miles, which is my 45-minute outside workout, because I walk fast. I don't be just strolling around casually, sniffing the flowers, you know what I'm saying, easing on down the road. I'll be booty switching, hips, thighs rubbing, walking fast. So I had to get up, do that. Also, I'm doing push-ups, 100 push-ups a day, too, just to throw that in there. That's not a part of the 75 hard. I'm just doing a lot. So I was like, all right, cool. So I'm going to do my 5 miles, and then I'm going to go to the gym right after. I'm going to hit that gym. So I'm in the gym, man. I get up in there. I do the first machine. I'm like, cool. You know what I'm saying? I get on the shoulder machine. And I just see this man. I hope he doesn't follow me one day and then comes across this episode. But, man, feel it. Man, I want you to feel this. So I just see him because I was like, oh, I don't think I've seen him in here before. Maybe I have, you know, because he was working out in regular clothes. Once you work out in regular jeans, you got my attention. Once I see you working out in jeans, I'm like, yo, they got jeans on, y'all. Like, jeans in the gym will forever get my attention because it just looks wild to me. He had jeans on. So he walking around. He looking at all the machines. He just walking around, right? And I was telling Miss Fuller about this earlier. So he just rolls up. When I get to the third machine, he rolls up. Sorry about your Lakers, man. And I was just like, I don't give a fuck about the Lakers, man. That ain't my team, shorty. That was his way in. He was like, yeah, well, how I'm going to get in? Because I can tell he was just looking for connection up in that goddamn gym. He's like, man, who am I going to talk to up in here? Because I ain't seen him do no work. I seen him maybe do one thing on the machine, but I felt like he was just looking for somebody to hem up on the verbal tip. So I'm in there. I got the headphones on tight, the noise canceling joint. I got the hood on, the headphones. I'm looking at my phone. So I'm triple not available to an actual person. I'm at the machine. I got the headphones. I got the hoodie. I'm looking at my phone. I'm out of here. I'm not available. Man. What you gonna do? Your Lakers is gone. I'm like, first of all, I ain't no Laker fan. I don't give a damn about the Lakers. Never have. I'm a Bulls fan, man. But that was his way in. And I let him in like a vampire, man. Let him in. Now I'm dead to rights. And he just went on about his life and he used to play ball and this, that, and the third. I'm just like, oh man, all right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was listening. So when he would say something that I could interject on, it was just like, so he hemmed me up. But I'm still working out though. I'm still doing my sets. I'm still getting it in. I'm just listening. So he just standing there and I'm just like, all right. And then he finally was like, all right, man, I'm gonna let you get back to it. And I was like, all right, man, yeah, yep. He leaves. I'm like, whew. Then he tries to get the man on the machine next to me, he tries to get his attention. Dude was looking at his phone. He waves his hand. Dude didn't respond. And he's like, man, you okay? He's like, yeah. You know, so I was waving my hand. I was like, man, leave this man alone. So he leaves that man alone, though. I guess that man's energy was like, get the hell up out of here. And plus, he also had jeans on as well. Maybe it was the jean on jean. He was like, I don't talk to people with jeans on as well. If anybody going to be in this conversation with jeans on, it's going to be me. I don't know. I wasn't sure, but I was like, man, he let jeans live. So maybe next time I see him, I need to put some jeans on. Maybe that'll keep him at bay. I don't know. But anyway, so he comes back after letting me go. He comes back to the machine. Yeah, man. And I'm just like, oh, just chopping it up. And I was like, I thought I seen the last of him. So then he dips off again. I was like, all right, man, cool. And I didn't see where he went this time. So I get up and I go to the next machine. I go to the leg machine. I get up in the leg machine. My little gym crush was in there. And I was like, oh, I ain't seen her in a while. This is a woman I never talked to. I won't say a word, but I was like, oh, look who's back. I made the mental note, look who's back. And then I sit in the leg machine chair and I look over jeans right across the way. I was like, God damn it. And he was like, your headphones on. I was like, huh? And then he went right back into another story. And then he was like, you know what? And then he came over. He ain't even do nothing. I ain't see him do nothing on the leg machine he was sitting on. Nothing got done. He came over to me and stood in front of where my legs need to extend. He just stood right there. I was like, man, can you move over so I can just, oh, yeah. And he was just chopping it up. I was just like, God damn it. This is my worst nightmare, y'all. I don't talk in the gym. And if we talking in the gym, we need to have some real history. Okay? Let's say if I was to talk to my little gym crush, I would just be like, where you been? And I would walk off. I'm not even going to stick around for the answer. Where you been? Boom, I'm out of there, man. If we want to talk, you want to chop it up, parking lot or on the way out. But we working out. I'm not going to hem you up. You're not going to hem me up. Boom, pow. He just chopping it up, man. I'm just like, then once I did that set where I extended my legs, I did a set of 15. He goes right back in front of me. I'm just like, I'm gonna need to be clear for takeoff again, man. So he talking to me, I was like, excuse me, can you get over there? I do another set, and then I get up. And then now I'm standing up. We both standing there. And I'm like, I'm not going to be hemmed up. I'm not going to be standing there listening. So I'm listening. I'm looking at my watch. You know, I'm pressed for time. And I was just like, all right, man, I got to get over here, man. So I go over to the next machine, little ad machine. You know what I'm saying? I get over there. And then I'm like, all right, hopefully he don't see where I went. But it wasn't far enough away. I wasn't tucked in enough. I see him coming back. I was like, motherfuck. He was coming back. So I immediately be like, hello, hello. I started acting like I was on that goddamn phone. Hello? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Started the convo, but I was like, he might be savvy. He might be savvy, so I got to make sure what's on the screen is reflecting what I'm doing. Because he might look. I don't know. He was close. I was like, yeah, I'm on the phone, man. I'm on the phone now. And then I was like, it might not work. Because I was just saying, hello, hello. So then he was still wandering, just acting like he was looking for machines. You ain't looking for machines. Your workout machine today was me. You was doing 8 sets of 10 on my ears. That's what you was doing. So I immediately like, who can I call right now? I got to call somebody. Y'all know me. I don't call people. But in this case, I'm calling. I made a call. I was like, oh, Chandra, what you doing? How's everything going? I got on that phone, and I told her, yeah. You get that stuff I sent you? Mm-hmm. The real reason I called you is because I was getting hemmed up at the gym. She's like, what? He was like, yeah, man, you sending me up. So I called you in a panic. So I just stayed on that phone. Then he was still lingering. He was still looking around. He was still, like, in my orbit. I was like, man, yeah. Every time he would get close, I would make sure, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. I'm on the phone, man. I'm on the phone. Then when I get up from the little ad machine, I'm walking away. He's like, hey, I got one more minute. Man, I'm on the phone. I said, yeah, I'm on the phone. I show him the person, you know, the clock running. You can see who I'm talking to. And I just got the hell up out of there, man. Listen, man, I'm not going to be running from this man every time I go to the gym now. I'm not going to be doing this. I will go to a different LA Fitness if this is what I got to do. If I got to be on the run, if I got to be in there, Jason Bourne, ball cap on, tight, trying to blend in, trying to evade. No, I'm not going to do this. Oh, the hem up was real. And I've been going to this gym for years in peace. Man, he rolled right on in, man. I let him in. So tomorrow when I go to the gym, I'm wearing jeans. And I'ma see if the jeans keep him at bay. Like, oh, you got jeans on as well. I don't talk to people with jeans on, even though he's wearing the jeans as well. I don't know what that sucked. I was like, man, come on, man. So hopefully he never sees this episode. But if he does, you know what? See it so we can move forward accordingly. Oh, snap. So we can move forward accordingly. You know what I mean? Because, man, you're killing me, man. Sabrina is in here. Not really a gym stalker, but a gym talker. He just rolled up for the first time today. But had me hemmed up. My whole gym experience in the weight room area. So I went over there to the elliptical. I didn't even stay on the elliptical long. I was like, I just did 5 minutes. I was disheveled. I was like, man, you know what? Let me get the hell up out of here before he come back around the corner. I tell him to watch the latest episode. But man, oh. Anyway, man, let me pay these bills real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you feel me? Yeah. Getting hemmed up at the gym doesn't happen bi-weekly. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly. So why should pay that? You know what I'm saying? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn, okay? EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $150 per payday with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $150 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Okay. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck, man. I'm so mad at technology right now. When I was working at the damn, when I was working at Dairy Queen or Inmersh, I was getting paid every 2 weeks. And let me tell you something. Oh, there's no sound because somebody called. Hold on. Let me cut this off. Boom, pal. When I was working at the Dairy Queen, you know what I'm saying? In Inmersh. When you waiting those 2 weeks took forever and a day. You hear me? It was just disrespectful how time slows down when you waiting on that paycheck. Because let me tell you what's not waiting. The bills. The bills don't be waiting. The responsibilities, the car trouble, the car ain't going to wait. When the car want to break down, the car going to break down. Be like, you just got paid. Perfect. My radiator. Fix me up. That's where earn in comes in. No matter what, a special night out, last minute gift for a loved one, unexpected trip to the vet, upcoming rent, new dress, school clothes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Earn in is right there for you. So make earn in a part of your financial routine and join earn in's over 4 million customers who say things like, when I think about earn in, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. And peace of mind is priceless, y'all. So download the EarnIn app today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Verbal Cardio under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Verbal Cardio under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Cash outs are based on your available earnings. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Option to expedite your transfer for fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. See the cash out user agreement for details. Services not available in all states. Yeah, man. Earn in. Here we go. All right, y'all. So sorry, man. I ain't even say what's up to the patron saints, man. I just went right into what happened to me at the gym, y'all. What's up, patron saints, man? Shout out to T Rose, DCav, Ryan, Lala, Simone L, Charlotte, G Man, Lala, Miss Mia, Joshua, Dan Hill, Simone L, Valerie T, Passionate for God, Cutie B, Mish, Miss Josie, Ryan, Lord Zev, Roberto, Texas. Got mad R's in there, man. Miss Ma'am, G. Lowry, Nakia, Styler, AJ. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for coming back. I know it's been a while, man. Y'all looking kind of light up in here. But you know what? We back. Yeah, man, that really just chapped my hide today, man. That really chapped my hide today. I was like, man, come on, man. Don't hem me up. Please. Please don't hem me up, man. Tanya R., I'm sorry, Aries, Valerie T., L. Adams, you know what I'm saying? Joshua. So now, you know what I'm saying, since I've been gone a while, you know, I wanted to have you guys lock in and ask some good questions that I can address on today's episode. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? And hopefully these questions aren't questions that are very personal to me, because I feel like the questions that are super personal to me don't get a lot of like interaction, because, you know, they're very like personal. Like, Tony, what's your personal favorite? You know, but I feel like questions that other people can, you know, weigh in on, we'll probably have better like engagement, you know, going forward. So let me see what kind of questions y'all cooked up in the up in this comment section. Annette Rogers, shout out to Annette Rogers. I appreciate. Oh wait, what the hell just happened? Sabotage. All right. What's the best way to deal with moving in with someone as far as compromises, differences of single lifestyle, and how we grew up doing things, etc.? Here's the thing. For me personally, I feel like a lot of times we rush into the move-in process. You start dating somebody, you like having them around, you're all in love, you know what I'm saying? You're caked up, maximum cake. Y'all smashing all the time, y'all laid up, y'all spooning one another, y'all just can't get enough of one another. But that doesn't mean you're compatible to live with one another, okay? That doesn't mean y'all are on the same page in how you sleep, how you clean, what you do, what's your routine, all that good stuff. I feel like we kind of rush the process in, let's live together. You know, you're always over here, I'm always over there, let's just make it official. No, live separately as long as you can. That's my thing. Live separately as long as you can. Because, you know, everybody got their own little unique whatevers. Like for me, I gotta have a night light on. I gotta have a light on. I don't like sleeping in the dark. Some people need the dark to sleep. I like watching stuff when I go to bed. I like to have something on, whether it be a YouTube video, maybe some music, maybe a movie. I like having that. Some people are like, nah, I'll turn everything on. You know, studies show. Fuck your studies show. I get it. You know, you shouldn't have on. I got something on. You know what I'm saying? Watch out. You got to be compatible. You got to be sleep compatible. Do they snore? Do they get sleep apnea going? You know what I'm saying? Do they sleepwalk? Do they have night terrors a lot? You know what I'm saying? These are all things you got to factor in. Like for me, you know, I talk in my sleep. I'll be talking. I'll be cutting up. This morning I cut up. This is the first time in the new house that I remember cutting up in my sleep. I thought it was a spider hanging over the side of the bed. So I woke up, hey, and I slung the whole cover over to the side. It was like, I pictured the spider and everything. It was like the yellow and black joints. It was one of them yellow, black joints hanging over the bed. And I was like, I threw all the covers over the side. I was like, got your ass. You ain't going to get me. And I'm like, ain't no spider in here. I knew. Now, if I was sleeping with somebody, I'd have snatched the cover off of her. And she'd been like, what the hell is this? And I'm just sitting there looking crazy. So, you know, you got to factor these things in. And then I was like, of course it's not a yellow and black spider in the house. That's an orb spider with that color design. Orb spiders don't come inside. Outside is their jam. I would challenge you to find an orb spider in your house. You usually never see that. They be in your garden, on the side of the house, over there by the trash can, in the backyard, between posts. But orb spiders do not come in the house. If they come in your house, they're going to be like, nah, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. I can't build my intricate webs in this. It's too claustrophobic. It's too claustrophobic. Because I feel like those type of spiders are artists. Those are the real artists in the spider kingdom. When you think about, look at Spider-Man's costume. That's an orb spider, baby. That little intricate design where they do the main support beams, and then they work the little intricacies around in the circle, and then they have a little centerpiece that they sit in. That's art, but it's also their jam, and they can't do that inside. So I knew from the dream, I'm just like, no. Once I snapped too, I was like, no, the yellow and black joint would not be in this house. What am I doing? What am I tripping on? So I just feel like, do you really have to live together? Do you really have to coexist under one roof? We don't always have to do that. I feel like we feel that it's necessary, but it's not necessary for every single couple to just live together. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is live together compatible. So you got to factor that in. You got to be like, all right, the stuff you do is going to annoy me in the long run. On those days where you're getting on my nerves, your basic lifestyle habits are just going to add to you already getting on my nerves. So then you just doubling it up. It's like, man, you already messy. I'm already picking up behind you all the goddamn time. You're keeping me up all night with your nightlight. You was talking in your sleep last night. You was snoring. You was this, that. You was taking the covers. You was kicking me in the back all night. I ain't getting no real sleep. So now I'm cranky at work. Now they writing me up because I done cussed out the supervisor. You know what I'm saying? All this is factored in. But when you come home, you know what I'm saying? Every time I come home, you got your shit everywhere. Now I'm cranky when I get home. I can't even unwind from the day because now I got to clean up your mess. I still got to cook because you don't cook. So you got all of these different things. So it's just like, you got to make sure you are compatible to live together. Y'all could be a great couple, but just maybe separate. You got your spot over there. I got my spot over here. You know what I'm saying? If I need some space, if I need some quiet time, I can just slide on over to my crib. But some people ain't having that. We got to live together. We got to move in together right now. It's like, no, it's not always necessary. Take your time. Take your time, man. And you got to see what your non-negotiables are. You got to see what the non-negotiables are when, you know, you're living with somebody. Somebody say I'm rambling. I'm telling y'all, man. What you mean? What question did I ain't even see your question yet. Hold on, man. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what else we got. Yes, I saw Thunderbolts. I'm doing a review after this. Annette Rogers. I already answered one of your questions. I don't wanna give you all the questions. Let's see. Angela Jones asks, what do you think about the Met Gala fashions? I thought they were fantastic. Normally, I'm not really like the Met Gala McGee, but I was looking at these particular, because it was the Black Dandy. That was the theme of this one. And they was killing. There was some dope visuals in there. And I was just like, man, this is the first time I wanted to be at it. Like, normally I'd just be like, man, it looks like some snobby, you got to be one of the cool kids type shit. But this time I was like, yo, I want to go. I want to throw a little something together. You know what I mean? It was really dope, really dope visuals. I did a post about Andre 3000. He had a piano on his back. And I was like, man, this is just top tier, just individuality and creativity, because Andre was already on that dandy type vibe anyway, so he was just like, I'm gonna just up the ante and put a piano on my back, a whole piano on his back. First of all, I want to know how they constructed this piano, what was in the inside, because, and clearly Andre 3000 is who you want when you need help moving. If he can walk around that casually with a piano on his back, just imagine what he can do with a couch. You know what I'm saying? The sectional. The freezer in the garage. He could just throw it on his back and just be walking around. What else we taking? You know what I'm saying? The dresser? That's who you need. That's who you need. Like, man, who going to help us move? Andre 3000. Call him. Cue up the flute. He'll show up. And then he just carrying the whole entertainment center on his back. That's what you want. And I saw a post that they raised a lot of money on this one. So, because I never really knew how the Met Gala worked, but it's a fundraiser. So, because I was like, who gets invited? How you get up in there? What's the? So it looks like, you know, the guests come in, they pay top dollar, but it's like a donation type thing. So they were able to raise a lot of money with this one. So I was like, well, how about that? How about that? But I thought the looks were fantastic. It looked like everybody smelled good too. It looked like everybody just smelled amazing. Everybody was moisturized. Everybody was just getting after it. It just looked like a smell good ass time. And I was like, hell yeah. Okay. This is a question from Rye the Poet. The nitty gritty questions, LOL. One, is equality a real concept or based on social status? And two, is normal a false reality? Equality, I feel like we're not looking for real equality out here. It seems conditional when we talk about equality. Especially when it comes to gender. You know what I'm saying? People are like, equality. And then when people wanted to serve whatever need that they may have, they take the equality off the table. Like, you know, a man should open the door for a woman. A man should, you know, pay for a date. A man should do this and that. What about equality? I thought we were talking about equality. Nah, watch out. Equality in this, but not this. And so I feel like that happens a lot in terms of, like, you know, a man should provide and do this and be able to, he should be able to make a car from scratch. You know what I'm saying? But we equal, though. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like we pick and choose when to really harp on that equality. It's just like how we pick and choose stuff to follow in religious texts, like the Bible, for example. People pick and choose when they want to follow the rules in the word of the Bible, when it suits their opinion or how they want to live their life. That's when they go to the Bible. Fornicators do that all the time. You know, the Bible says, you know, it's wrong in the Bible. You was fresh off of sex that was unmarried. And now you want to tap into the Bible because it suits your little, whatever your favoritism or your bias is, you use the Bible to, you know, have your back on that. But you're not following the word of the Bible in your day-to-day on everything. Some people follow the Bible to a T. And I'll be like, all right, at least you're keeping the same energy. But some people pick and choose. They would just be in there. They'd be looking at the Bible like, oh, I'll take this. Oh, I like this. I agree with this. I'll take that. Nah, I'm going to just look past that. I'm going to act like I didn't see that part. Yeah, I see you.
They call them cafeteria Catholics.
Cafeteria Catholics. Just, I like this. I can do this. What about that? I don't know what you're talking about. But this, y'all do it all the time. And I just be like, Interesting. For me, you know, and then, you know, y'all can be like, but Tony, you're not a religious person. You're right. You know, I opt out of a religion. I'm just, you know, I believe in God 1,000%. I'm spiritual, but religion just, I don't know who to trust. You know what I'm saying? Because the human hand, people be having their biases and their motives, and they just throw it into these texts a long time ago as this is the word. I'm like, y'all didn't edit nothing? I mean, we made a few modifications. Oh, you made a few? Who decided on making those modifications? God. God made the modifications. I just wrote it down. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll trust you. Nah, man. So I think we pick and choose on equality too. Is normal a false reality? Everybody's temperature gauge on normal is different. And that's the thing. So it's like what may be normal to you might be abnormal to somebody else. And like, that's why you got to be careful, like, you know what I'm saying, in who you call, like, abnormal, or that's not normal. Maybe for you, but for them, that's their reality. Like, you know, an abusive home might be normal for certain people, but not for you. And so, you know, it depends on who you ask. I feel like it's an individual-based thing on what is normal, especially now when, like, now every community can be seen now somewhere. That's one of the beauties of social media, is that you can find your village and your tribe now a little bit easier than you could previously. Like, if you felt like an outcast, if you felt like an outlier, like you weren't normal, now with social media, you can see, like, oh, it's a bunch of people that feel the way I feel or dress the way I dress or have my similar, you know, ideals and goals and thoughts on life. It's a lot of us out here. You can find that now a little bit easier than before. Like back in the day when you were just stuck with who you were immediately around, you probably felt like ostracized and just like, man, I really don't fit in. Not knowing that there are a bunch of people that you would fit right on in. But you just didn't have access to them. But now we have that access where you can be like, all right, there are cat men like myself out here in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because when I think about cat guys, you know, I'm seeing a couple here and there. But like a true cat guy, Where they just, it's just them and the cat with no woman involved that brought the cat in. That's rare for me to see in person. But on you know, I go on social media, there's a bunch of cat guys out there. But for me, it's just like in my circle, in my group of friends, like my close friends, I'm the only guy with cats that's just solo out here. So, you know what I'm saying? As far as normal, man, not being normal is the new normal. That's the reality. That is the reality. Lala, where's your question? Is your question in the Patreon or are you asking it in this chat right now? Because you be impatient, man. You be too impatient, man. Chill out. God damn, man. The world don't revolve around you. You know what I'm saying? People sent in these questions earlier. That's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at the new in the moment questions. Now, what's your question, man? Dang, man. People just act like, nah, man, me. You ain't the only one. What's the question? I'm looking now. You got my attention now. Cue it back up. And it better be good, too. It better be good. Yeah, man. Because every time I look up, you're talking about your question. You ain't even listening to what I'm talking about. You could care less about these other topics. You're just like, but my question, man. Look. What's the question? If this question is lukewarm, you getting cussed out. We waiting. Ryan Coogler offers you your first dramatic role, but you got to play a gay serial killer. Can you do it? This is the question you was pressing me about. This is that question that had to be answered. Big pressed. For this, would I play a gay serial killer? That's what was on your heart so tough that the other question, you was like, man, I ain't listening to Tony, man. He rambling. I was talking about the topics in hand. And you was like, nah, man, gay serial killer. Can you play the role, man? I'm talking about living together. I'm talking about what the new normal is. I'm talking about equality. You like, man, nah, man. Can you play a gay serial killer, Tone? That's the hard. That's what we all want to know. That's the real question. Could I play a gay serial killer? Yes, I could. Now, the uncomfortable part for me would be, would I have to be intimate with a man on the screen? That's where the trepidation would come in me playing a gay character. Do we have to be making out mustache to mustache? Ugh. Because dudes are gross to me. Dudes are gross. So if we gotta make out mustache to mustache, I don't know, man. Stash to stash? Because first of all, intimacy and love scenes and sex scenes or whatever, I'm already uncomfortable even if it's with a woman. On camera, like we got to simulate passion and making out and having sex. I'm like, and the whole camera crew's behind the thing with the boom mics. And they got the camera, they got the video village, they got craft services over there by the fig bars. It's like. And we intimate, I'm already, my head is going a trillion miles a minute off the top. I don't like, even in real life, in my day to day, I don't like kissing in front of people. Even if it's a peck smooch, don't look, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm in relationships And it's like we saying goodbye to one another, and we with a group of people. I'd be like, what the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? I don't even want people to see it. So now we on camera. And this is the Ryan Coogler movie, man. Everybody gonna see this. So now I got to be intimate, mustache and mustache. Now, if I was just a gay serial killer that just happened to be gay, just in the background, and I kill my lovers, but we never get intimate, I don't see why not. You know what I'm saying? But if I got to be laid up in that bed, package the booty cheek, like my package is on his cheeks, just in there, I'll be like, man, this is tough. But also, too, I could do a scene like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they woke up the next morning spooning. And I think John Candy was the big spoon and Steve Martin was the little spoon. And I could do something like that. And then they woke up like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Because that was funny as hell. But they was getting their little spoon in for a second. But that's different. But like, mustache to mustache, though, it's tough.
Terrence Howard was just asked in an interview about this because he was supposed to play Marvin Gaye.
He was.
And he said, like, he couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it because I become the role, is what he said. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I can't see Terrence Howard playing Marvin Gaye. Like, I think Terrence Howard is a phenomenal actor, but I just can't see him as Marvin. They just, the whole aesthetic and his vibe, I just can't see Marvin in that. Marvin, to me, he always had, I mean, Terrence Howard does, he can give you vulnerable. He has done that well. Even in Hustle and Flow when he was a pimp, he had those vulnerable, desperate moments in that movie. So he can give you vulnerability. Because Marvin, to me, he had a vulnerable vibe to him. Like, even when he was young, before he got the beard and stuff and the Motown, where he in a regular suit, there was something about him that was just like, you know, it looks like this guy has something else going on beneath the surface, like a softness to him. And then, you know, when he evolved into, you know, the deep introspective of Marvin Gaye, it was like, then we was hearing it now. Now it's just not just a random love song written by the Motown machine. Now it's like we getting some real in-depth, like what Marvin is feeling, what he's going through, you know, what it's like, and what America is going through and stuff like that. So it was just like, so to play Marvin Gaye, you got to encompass all of these things, all of the humanity and the turmoil and the feelings of you know, not being good enough, because, you know, his dad was on him. The Marvin Gaye story would just be an incredible movie, because, you know, we know what he went through with his dad and, like, how that ended up, and, you know, with his love life and his marriage that failed, and then he made that album to, you know, pretty much pay for his divorce, Here, My Dear. But I just don't see Terrence Howard playing Marvin Gaye. I just can't see it. I don't know who could or who would, just thinking about actors, but I almost kind of want to go with a fresh face. But there has to be like a vulnerability right there that you can feel immediately with Marvin. Because every time I looked at Marvin Gaye, ever since I was a kid, there was always a softness to him that was like, something different about this singer. Even as a kid, I noticed that. I was just like, because I really remember Marvin Gaye when I really took him in as a little boy. I was just like, he had the beard going. And this was probably around, what's that song? Let's Make Love Tonight, cause you do it right. Why can't I think of the name of the song? I'm hot just like an oven. I can't wait till you operate. Sexual healing. Sexual healing. I don't know why it took me so long. Sexual healing, I feel like, was my intro to taking in Marvin Gaye when I was a kid. And then I heard, like, Mercy, Mercy Me and What's Going On, and I was just like, this is incredible. Because my mom was a fan, like, you know what I'm saying? Any black man with a beard, my mom was all in, man. Like, and she can vouch, she'd be watching my podcast. I don't know if Marvin Gaye was one of her crushes or not, but LaKeith or Donald Glover would be good choices, actually. I can see both of them giving us that Marvin feel, because they do have that vulnerability. LaKeith definitely has a vulnerability. Like, his eyes are real, like, LaKeith Stanfield, he always looks like he has something going on beneath the surface. Like, he has those kind of eyes, like, you good, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of vulnerability there. And I've seen Donald Glover in various performances, like take it there. I thought Donald Glover did fantastic in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, when they would have those, like, arguments, and it was just like, yo, he really taking it there. Like, I was believing the exchange. Those are good choices, y'all. But I can't fault people for, you know, not being comfortable with what they're uncomfortable about. Like, you know, because like I said, like, I'm uncomfortable with intimacy with people looking. So I'm going to be uncomfortable with any type of role where I got to get physical and intimate outside of, like, an action scene. I'm going to have to really just pump myself up, like, man, we got the love scene today, huh, girl?
Yeah.
Ah, we shooting that? And sometimes some productions, they do the love scene first. Out the gate, man. I just met you, man. We building rapport. And now we got to act like we really intimate, man. Uncomfortable city with the people watching. So I always applaud actors that can be that vulnerable and just be, like, performed at that level where they can do all these love scenes and, like, all this different stuff. And I'm just like, man, that's going to be tough for me, man. That's going to be tough. I'll be like, oh, we got that scene today, huh? Whew. Let me get my feet together. Because I shot this one thing. It was like a web series where it was like a sex scene. And I was like, when I tell y'all, I tried to talk my way out of that scene. I was like, listen, do you have to have it in there? I mean, you don't need it. We don't have to be doing nothing, right? I want to do this for you. I do, but it's just... I was mad uncomfortable. I did it. But, man, uncomfortable. So... You know, and what you don't want is an actor in their own head. You want them, like, you know, in the moment. So if they're in their own head, then it might read on camera. So, yeah. So I guess Terrence Howard won't be goddamn Marvin Gaye. But I would love to see a Marvin Gaye piece. I didn't know Marvin Gaye was gay. Bisexual. I didn't know he was into men. You know what I'm saying? I never knew that until Terrence Howard was talking to Bill Maher about it. I was just like, oh, he was into men? I didn't know that. So I was surprised. I was just like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's whatever. It didn't shake my opinion of Marvin Gaye whatsoever. I could care less if he was full gay. If he was just men only. He is... To me, he is my favorite male singer of all time. Like, Marvin Gaye is just the one for me on the singing tip. On the male singing tip, Sade is my favorite, and then Marvin is right there. Right there. I don't care who he smash or rub up on. I could care less. And that's what y'all need. Y'all need to quit caring so much about who people are smashing and being with. They ain't got nothing to do with you. Now, if you're in a relationship with them, then all right. You know what I'm saying? Ask questions. But if you're just a fan, like, why do it matter? Why do it matter? All right, let's see what else y'all got up in there. So did that answer your question, Lala? Huh? Did you get your question asking rocks off? Hmm? Where you at? I know you in here. Did you get your rocks off? Sam Cooke is amazing. I hate the way he died. I watched his documentary and cried after. Sam Cooke was incredible. Thank you, sir. Yes and no. See, you're never satisfied. You're never satisfied, man. Yes and no. Man, I'm done. I'm not doing this. Cousin Bob asks, if you were to create Tony's Block Party like Dave Chappelle, where would it be and who would perform? Chicago, Illinois, right? We in Chicago, Illinois, summertime, downtown. Chicago, summertime, downtown, we having a good time. Now, you want to know my lineup? Glad you asked, okay? It's not going to be too, honestly, it's not going to be too much different from the Dave Chappelle lineup because the artists that he had on there are also some of my favorite. Erykah Badu, The Roots, Mos Def, Common. This is my same taste in music. So I'm having all those. Nas, The Roots, Common, Outkast if I can get them. Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Estero, SZA, Jhené Aiko. I want Tim's there. I want J. Cole in that thing. I want Kendrick Lamar. I want Ab Soul. I want Lupe Fiasco in that thing. I want Big Crit up in there. I want Kali Uchis in there. I want Sade for sure. Sade would be the cream. She would be the headliner if I could get her. I feel like she would turn it down, but if I could just get a morsel of Sade, that would be the ultimate block party for me. You know what I'm saying? The ultimate block party for me. I would have her just close that thing out. But off the rip, those would probably be my selects for my little block party, man. That's a good thing. I would say Lauryn Hill, but I feel like she going to mess up the timetable. She going to mess up the timetable. She going to be late, and then we're going to have to rearrange the whole lineup order. It's just, I can't depend on her. I can't depend on Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to have her, but the reality of it is, I don't know. I need Wu-Tang in there. I need all of them together. I need that Wu-Tang. I need that. Get to come up off that. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of block party I would have right there in Chicago, downtown. It's going to be a good time. We're going to be out there by the Bean. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? That'd be the ultimate. Gerald Lowry asks, did you shoot your shot at Khalees? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I just be talking regular. You know what I'm saying? I just be talking regular and supporting the business. She got a business. I just support it. Not because, you know, of what she looks like, but her product is actually good. I get the brain food. I get the skin food. And I got the sofrito that she has, the seasoning. So I use that. And it's good. But no real shots have been shot. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Plus, she in Africa, man. What I'm going to do? What I'm going to do, man? She in Africa. I barely go on dates out here in L.A. because I'm not making the drive. So now I got to fly to Africa? Listen, man. I'm already stingy with my time. I am stingy. I am fiercely protective and stingy with my time. When people be asking me, yo, when we gonna do that? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when you're gonna see me. I am extremely stingy with the time. And so if any of you have ever gotten my time with me directly, one-on-one, you in rare company. And I know it's not enough time till you like it. You're going to fuss. You're going to complain. You didn't tell me. When we going to do this again? When we did this? How come you never? I gave you something. My time is super just, I'll be cradling the time. I'll be holding it like a newborn baby. What do you got there, Tom? Nothing. My time. Watch out, man. And so the reality is, would I make a trip to Africa willy-nilly? That's going to be tough. I don't even be flying domestically for time spent. So that's the main thing. That's the main thing right there. What's Mishi saying over there? Quoted directly from you. What is? Moon nights. Movie nights need to return. I've been slacking on the movie nights. I'm behind on everything. I haven't been watching any series without y'all that we could have watched together. But movie nights need to return this month. And I'm sorry about the delay. But it was just a lot, man. It was just a lot. I just had to, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still trying to, because now I'm back on the road. I'm back to work, the move. It was just, I needed, like, you know what I'm saying? So I apologize for the lack of movie nights. I'll be getting overwhelmed, man. Stuff be piling up, man. There'd be a lot going on. And then, you know, I'll just be trying to make sure. You know what I need is a clone. I need a clone. That clone can give you all the time you ask for. You know what I'm saying? Like Multiplicity with Michael Keaton. Side note, Michael Keaton don't get enough love for that performance. I saw a list where they were talking about the best performances and people were playing dual roles. And they had Lindsay Lohan on there, you know, Michael B. Jordan, Tom Hardy, you know what I'm saying, all these people. And I was just like, yo, man, nobody mentioned Michael Keaton in Multiplicity, man. He played four different versions of himself. You know what I'm saying? He cloned himself. The first guy was, like, cool. Like, he was on it. He was organized. He was, like, you know what I'm saying? He had, like, a he could be gay. He might not. But he was, like, super neat and, like, you know what I'm saying? Then he had the one that was, like, this hyper-masculine, douchey type person. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then he had one that was like kind of mentally, you know, deficient in certain areas because they tried to clone off of the clone. So he was depleted, you know, mentally in certain aspects. But it was like each one of those clones were distinctly them. And it was just like, then you had the real Michael Keaton. And so I was just like, yo, he delivered in that joint. And I feel like whoever made that list, I was like, Multiplicity, man. Michael Keaton killed it in that. I would, side note, I would love to play a role where I'm playing multiple characters. I would love to do that. If I could play a role like Multiplicity, sign me up, man. Sign me up for that. Big sign me up. And I haven't done the verbal cardio since Sinners came out. Y'all just saw the review. You know what I'm saying? Did you see it yet? Oh, Leah's just taking her sweet time. And don't blame it on the kids.
I need a babysitter.
Don't blame it on the kids. I knew you was going to come right out the gate with the baby. Nah, man. Take the baby to the movies.
I could.
You could. See, now, because now, you know what I'm saying, I can't even go in.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going in. I'd rather die than spoil. You know what I'm saying? See it this weekend.
Okay. for Mother's Day.
She's not going. I'm not sure what comes out this weekend, but keep running the numbers up on Center Man. It's a fantastic movie, man. I'll probably watch it for a third time this week. I really enjoyed it. I keep thinking about it. Like, and that's a good thing when you have a movie that you keep thinking about that sits in your brain. Because a lot of times, you know, we go see a movie and we forget about it as soon as we leave the theater. It was like, all right, that was cool. Anyway, you know. But Sinners, it sticks. And so I keep thinking about it. And it's like, yo, I want to see it again. And so I'm probably watching it the third time. I feel like the last movie that I repeated up strongly was maybe Black Panther. Maybe. Black Panther I saw three times in theaters. I think I saw Infinity War twice. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm forgetting something where I did a repeat view. But I think I saw Guardians of the Galaxy twice. Three, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I think I saw that twice. But this is just a good movie. A real good movie that sticks to your ribs is few and far between. You know, so when we get one that's firing on all cylinders and has us having discussions and we excited about something and it's a movie we can sink our teeth into. Right? Right? I'm here all week. I'm here all week. None of the shows are sold out. I'm here all week, guys. It's just dope as hell. Anyway, y'all. So, Verbal Cardio's back. Might be back next week. I might be scaling back. It just depends. Maybe twice a month. Or maybe once a month. We're going to see. We're gonna play it out. The ads also, you know, if I got an ad, I'll be like, all right, I got to do it. You know, but I'm trying here, man. I'm trying to get my feet together. I'm trying to piece it all together, see what works. Without, you know, the traveling is crazy. But we're going to see going forward how it goes. Because, you know, I got this, I got Ball Brothers podcast, got the tour. But I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all care. I'm glad y'all are invested. I'm glad y'all listen. I'm glad y'all pull up. I'm glad y'all ask questions. Even Lala, I'm glad you asked questions. Even though I gave you a hard time today, but you was just, you know what I'm saying? You was just fussing. You was just like, me. I was like, man, chill. The Ball Brothers tour. Let me tell y'all about the Ball Brothers tour on the sneak tip. Let me fill y'all in on that. So the Ball Brothers tour, right? Let me fill y'all in, man. Hold on a second. I hate the update they did to the iPhone when it comes to looking through your gallery. They just made it silly. Where the goddamn favorites at? All right, here we go. So, all right. So this is what we got so far, guys, on the sneak tip, on the low, filling y'all in. Before we even officially announce, I'm telling y'all on the sneak tip, these are the perks. These are the perks of being a patron saint, all right? Well, and if you're a regular listener of the podcast, you're going to get the scoop, but you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so we're looking at St. Louis in September. So we think it's starting at the end of September, St. Louis. Nashville. Now, just because me and Kev are coming to Nashville don't mean that you got to sit out when I bring my ass there solo this month. I need you to come to both. Don't be picking and choosing. Come to both. Choose both of us. I'll be in Nashville in May, be back out there with Kev for a completely different experience in September. So we got St. Louis. We got Nashville. We got Dallas. We got Houston. We got Atlanta. Just because we come into Houston doesn't mean you got to sit out when I come to Houston this month. Don't play with me, y'all. I need to double up. Don't be like, well, since he coming with Kev, I'm going to just pass him up when he buys it. I need you on the by myself as well. All right, so Chicago, Detroit. Now, just because I'm coming to Detroit don't mean you got to sit your ass out. I need you for both. I'm coming to Detroit in June. Don't play with me. Do not play with me. You double it up. Okay? Detroit, Boston, Philly, New York. Now, don't play with me. Just coming to New York solo, don't play with me. Don't sit out just because I'm coming to New York, man. I need you there for both. I'm not playing with y'all. D.C., don't play with me, D.C. Just because I'm coming back to D.C. in November don't mean you get to sit out on D.C. in July. Do not both. Okay? Richmond, Virginia. Charlotte. Don't play with me. Just because I'm coming to Charlotte in November don't mean you got to sit out in August. Bring your ass. That's the final date on my solo tour is Charlotte, man. Don't play with me, Charlotte. I've never been to Charlotte solo. You better show up and show out. Not playing with y'all. Orlando. Oakland. Los Angeles. Just because I'm coming to Los Angeles in November don't mean you get to sit out in Ontario in May. Okay? So that's where we coming, y'all. That's where we coming. So pull up to both. My show is going to be completely different than what me and Kev do together. Y'all already know how the Ball Brothers show is very audience interactive. I barely even talk to the audience on my solo shows. I barely even chop it up with y'all. I do my set and I get the hell up out of there. But with the Ball Brothers show, you are officially a part of the show. Hands down, it's going to be fantastic. And we're going to need y'all for both. And come to Ontario. I'm at the Ontario Improv for my birthday, May 17th. I will be performing there May 16th through May 18th. 5 shows at the Ontario Improv. I want y'all to fill that out. You want to give me something for my birthday? Get a ticket. That's what you... I don't want no cake, no nothing. I don't want no gifts I can bring on. Ticket. That's what I want for my birthday. That's what I want. I want you to get a ticket. I want you to come laugh. A gift to me is me bringing you joy on my birthday. If I can make you laugh on my birthday, that's the ultimate birthday gift for me. Last year was the best birthday I ever had when I was able to pay my mom's house off on my birthday. I was just giving on my birthday, giving back to my family. And that, to me, was the best birthday ever. I was just like, it don't get no better than this. And I know Sabrina told me, this is your birthday. What are you doing? But it's bringing me joy. Because I don't need nothing. I don't need nothing. There's not a single materialistic thing that I'm sitting here like, I want that. Nope, I'm good. So, you know, I just like to give and I like for y'all to support. So the ultimate gift is always your support. Anyway, man, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.